Texas Realtors, Residential Real Estate, Listing Agreement, Exclusive Right to Sell. The Texas Realtors, Residential Real Estate Listing Agreement, Exclusive Right to Sell, TXR-1101, is an employment agreement between the seller and the broker. This agreement establishes the professional relationship between the parties and outlines the parties' responsibilities to each other. The exclusive right to sell agreement grants the broker the sole right to list and sell the property and collect compensation regardless of who procures the buyer. The seller commits to working exclusively with the listing broker for the listing term and will not list the property with another broker until the agreement is terminated. The listing agreement defines the scope of the broker's duties, including marketing the property and negotiating for the seller. Specifies how and when the broker will be compensated. Grants the broker access to the property to show the property to potential buyers. Paragraph 1. Parties. Paragraph 1 of the listing agreement identifies the parties to the contract, which, in this case, are the seller and the broker. The seller's name should match the name on the property's deed. The seller's address should be their current mailing address, which may differ from the listed property. Paragraph 2. Property. Property includes the land and all improvements to the land, as outlined in 2A through 2C. A. Land. The agent will identify the physical land by entering the legal description. If the property is in a subdivision, the agent will enter the lot, block, section, and subdivision name. If the description is meets and bounds, the agent will type C attached and attach a copy of the meets and bounds description to the agreement. B. Improvements. Improvements include any permanently installed and built-in improvements that will transfer in the sale. Improvements might include ceiling fans, shutters, and light fixtures. C. Accessories. Many of the accessories in this paragraph are related to the items listed in 2B. Agents should ensure their seller understands which items will be included in the sale. D. Exclusions. The agent will enter any improvements or accessories the seller intends to exclude from the sale. They should be very specific about exclusions, naming the item, and where it is located. Agents should consider advising their sellers to remove these items from the property before putting the property on the market. That way, there is no confusion about which items will not transfer to the new owner. Many sellers have installed smart features in their homes, such as video doorbells. The agent should check with the seller to ensure that those items stay and convey with the property. If the seller wishes to exclude an item, the agent will enter it into the blank provided. E. Owners Association. The agent must check the appropriate box if the property is subject to mandatory membership in a Property Owners Association, POA. Mandatory POAS require owners to pay association dues and to abide by the association's rules. Paragraph 3. Listing price. The listing agent will help the seller determine an appropriate listing price for the property based on a comparative market analysis, CMA. The agent may advise the seller, but ultimately, the listing price is the seller's decision. This is the original price at which the property is listed. It is not the negotiated sales price. Paragraph 4. Term. Listing agreements must have a definite termination date. The listing should be long enough to market the property under market conditions. Paragraph 5. Broker compensation. This section must remain blank, no pre-filling of amounts, until the broker and the seller negotiate the broker's compensation. Broker compensation is not fixed by law or association and is always negotiable between parties. The agent will select either 5A or 5B. 5A. The seller will compensate the listing broker and the buyer's broker. 1. The agent will enter the total compensation, either a percentage of the sales price or a flat fee the seller will pay to compensate both brokers. 2. The seller authorizes the listing broker to split the total compensation with the buyer's broker. A. The agent will enter the cooperating broker's portion of the total compensation. the listing broker will complete the compensation agreement between brokers, TXR 2402, with this information. B. The listing agent will enter the amount of the total compensation a sub-agent will receive. 3. By selecting paragraph 5A of the agreement, the seller automatically authorizes the broker to advertise cooperating broker compensation publicly, outside of the MLS. 4. A broker representing both parties to the transaction in an in-house sale, intermediary, or in a transaction with an unrepresented buyer will keep the total compensation. Paragraph 5. B. The seller will not compensate the buyer's broker. 1. The agent will enter the amount the seller will pay to the listing broker only. Note: authorization to disclose seller, paying buyer's expenses. Most buyers will ask the seller for a concession to cover their brokerage fees. The agent should discuss concessions with the seller when taking the listing. In the post-NAR lawsuit world, listing brokers no longer publish a commission that is split between buyer's brokers in the MLS. The buyer is responsible for arranging for broker compensation. Today, a buyer's offer may include a request for seller concessions toward the buyer's broker compensation. Sellers can elect to publish consideration of concessions, including payment of broker compensation for the buyer in the agent's marketing materials. If the seller authorizes the broker to disclose consideration of contribution to the buyer's brokerage fees, the broker will complete the seller's authorization to disclose and advertise certain information and attach it to the agreement. In the post-Sitzer-Burnett lawsuit era, sellers and buyers must negotiate broker compensation separately. Sellers can offer cooperating broker compensation upfront or consider making concessions to pay all or part of the buyer's broker compensation if a buyer's offer requests agent compensation. Sellers are not obligated to pay for the buyer's brokerage fees. C. Earned. Because this is an exclusive right to sell listing agreement, the broker is due a fee. 1. Even if the seller procures the buyer without the broker's help. 2. When the broker procures a ready, willing, and able buyer willing to purchase the property at the list price or on other terms acceptable to the seller. 3. If the seller breaches the terms of this agreement. D. Payable. In most cases, the fee is payable upon the closing and funding of a sale of the property. But there are exceptions, including the seller's refusal to sell after the broker has earned compensation or the seller's breach of the terms of the listing agreement. Note that if the broker met the requirements of paragraph 5(c)(2) above, the fee would be immediately payable under 5(d)(2) if the seller refused to sell. E. Other compensation. If the buyer breaches the contract and the seller collects earnest money or damages from the buyer, the seller must pay the listing broker a fee. Brokers may also receive compensation from service providers, like movers, for client referrals. Brokers should be transparent and disclose to the seller all compensation they will receive on behalf of the transaction. In some cases, the seller may ask the agent to arrange and pay for certain services to keep the property in showing shape, like cleaning or landscaping fees, especially if the seller is traveling or lives out of state. The seller will reimburse the agent for any fees the agent paid for out of their pocket. F. Protection period. The protection period is a negotiated period after the listing expires, during which the seller may owe the broker a fee if the property sells. The protection period is a safety clause, protecting the broker's compensation for their hard work marketing the property. It helps prevent the seller from shutting the agent out of compensation if a buyer who visited the property during the listing period makes an offer to purchase or lease it. The protection period terminates under several conditions, including the listing of a property with another member of the Texas REALTORS. The listing broker has 10 days to provide the seller with a list of potential buyers who inquired about or viewed the property during the listing term. The broker will not receive any compensation during the protection period if they do not provide the buyer with a written list of names within 10 days. Paragraph 6. Listing services. By checking box A1, the seller authorizes the broker to market their property to the public and to list it on the MLS, one of the major benefits of listing with a broker is access to the MLS. Listing a property on the MLS increases the number of brokers and agents who will see the property and show it to their buyers. Most MLSs have rules regarding when the broker must list the property. These rules attempt to eliminate pocket listings and discrimination against certain buyers. Opening up the listing to all members of the MLS sellers may instruct their brokers to wait and list the property after the MLS's mandatory time period. Agents should always understand their particular MLS's rules regarding time periods and listing. Some sellers might instruct their broker not to list their property on the MLS. These sellers do not want their properties publicly marketed for a specific reason. For example, they do not want pictures of the inside of their property posted to the internet. If the agent checks 6.2, the property cannot be publicly marketed at all. If the property is marketed to the public, even by the seller, then the broker must file the listing on the MLS within one business day. B. Listing content. This paragraph protects the agent's content relating to the seller's property. All photographs, videos, and descriptions are part of the agent's marketing efforts and belong to the agent. The seller may not use the content to sell the house on their own or with another broker. Paragraph 7. Access to the property. The seller's cooperation in granting access to the property is a critical factor in successfully marketing the listing. In this paragraph, the seller is granting permission to access the property not only to the broker and their associates, but also to inspectors, appraisers, and other tradespeople involved in the sale and purchase of the home. The seller also authorizes the broker to use scheduling companies to set up showing appointments. The broker will list the names of the scheduling companies that will make appointments to show the property. The seller may authorize the broker to place a key box on the property. The key box, more commonly referred to as a lockbox, may be of the type that is secured with a combination lock, a key, or electronically. The key box allows cooperating agents to access the property for client showings. Most modern lockboxes hang over the front doorknob and require an app and a code to open them. Listing agents can provide cooperating agents with an access code that is good for one day, so they can show their buyer client the property once the code expires. They cannot access the property again without contacting the listing agent. Some sellers, especially those with expensive properties or priceless art and antiques, may opt not to allow the agent to place a lockbox on their property to limit access to it. Paragraph 8. Reserved. This paragraph is intentionally left blank for the time being. Paragraph 9. Intermediary. The seller must give written consent for the broker to act as the intermediary in the transaction. By checking box 9A, the seller is providing that consent to the broker, meaning that the broker can show the seller's property to their own buyer clients. This paragraph explains the process of statutory intermediary with and without appointments. If the seller refuses to allow intermediary status, the agent will check box 9A. Paragraph 10. Confidential information. As the seller's fiduciary, the broker may not reveal their confidential information to anyone else. This duty of confidentiality survives the term of the listing agreement. The broker must not disclose other clients' confidential information to the seller. Paragraph 11. Broker's authority. This listing agreement grants the broker a wide range of authority in determining how to market the property. The broker promises to use reasonable efforts and act diligently to market the property to find a ready, willing, and able buyer. B. Broker's authority. No internet, no photos. Agents should not take for granted that every seller wants pictures of their property listed in the MLS. A seller may not want an agent to post pictures for several reasons. A likely reason is that they do not want pictures of valuable art, decor, or electronics splashed far and wide across the internet. Some MLSs require, at minimum, a picture of the exterior. If the seller does not want pictures of their property on the MLS, the agent should inform them that the exterior may be visible on the MLS. The agent should explain to the seller that the property will not have the same opportunity of exposure to the public that it would if it were listed on the internet. See broker's authority, financing options. The seller will inform the broker of the financing options they will allow. Some sellers may not want to deal with FHA financing because of specific FHA requirements that place more of a burden on the seller. Some sellers may be open to seller financing for the buyer, while others would not dream of it. Almost all sellers will be open to conventional financing and cash transactions. D. Broker's authority, advertising, marketing. The broker obtains written permission to advertise using photos and videos on social media and websites according to their MLS's rules. E. Broker's authority, execution of documents. While this agreement grants the broker a wide range of authority over marketing and advertising the property, it does not give the broker the authority to sign any documents on behalf of the seller. Paragraph 12. Seller's representations. The seller makes several representations to the broker, including, but not limited to, that the seller has the right to sell the property and any items transferring to the buyer, that the seller does not have a current listing agreement with another broker, that the seller is not aware of any liened items, i.e., any items they are making payments on. If there are any liened items, for example, if a seller is paying an HVAC company for the new HVAC system, the seller will list them here. That all information the seller provides is accurate to the best of their knowledge. Paragraph 13. Seller's additional promises. The seller makes additional promises to the broker, including to cooperate with the broker and not to interfere with the broker's ability to procure a buyer. Paragraph 14. Limitation of liability. The broker is not responsible for security or for policing a vacant property, nor is the broker responsible for any injuries that occur on the property, nor for any loss to the property or the seller's personal items, unless they are the result of the broker's negligence. The seller should make the home safe for property tours by securing all medications, animals, and firearms, and ensuring that all floors, porches, and staircases are functional and sturdy. The seller must disclose everything they know about the property and agree to hold the broker harmless for any incorrect information regarding the property the seller provides. Suppose a seller tells a broker that the house's HVAC system is only 3 years old, when in fact it is 15 years old. The HVAC system dies after the buyer purchases the house, and they discover that it is older than represented. In that case, this hold harmless clause protects the broker because they relied on information provided by the seller. Paragraph 15. Special provisions. This paragraph is only for factual business details or statements not addressed in the agreement, an addendum, or other form. Agents should not draft provisions, as this could be construed as the unlawful practice of law. Paragraph 16. Default. If either party breaches this agreement, they are in default, and the injured party may seek remedy. For example, suppose a seller refused to let the agent show the property upon request time and again. In that case, the broker may terminate the agreement and seek other remedies, because the seller has broken the promise to allow the broker to show the property to potential buyers. Paragraph 17. Mediation. If the parties cannot settle a dispute between each other, they agree to mediation before bringing the issue to court. Paragraph 18. Attorney's fees. If the dispute escalates to a legal proceeding, the prevailing party has the right to recover reasonable attorney's fees and court costs. Paragraph 19. Addenda and other documents. Check the appropriate box as needed. Paragraph 20. Agreement of parties. Agents should ensure that there are no significant oral promises that have not been incorporated into the form. A party must have the other party's written permission to assign this listing agreement to another. Paragraph 21. Additional notices. Paragraph 21 lists important additional notices involving brokerage fees, fair housing laws, and other items that could actually trigger the need for additional addenda or disclosures. Specifically, any property built prior to 1978 requires the seller to complete the lead-based paint and lead-based hazards addendum by federal law. Article 10 of the NAR Code of Ethics and Standards of Practice clarifies that discriminatory behavior by realtors will not be tolerated. Realtors must provide equal professional services to all persons, regardless of race, color, religion, sex, disability, familial status, national origin, sexual orientation, or gender identity. The seller should review the MLS entry to ensure the agent entered the property's information accurately. This could limit the agent's liability in the event of errors. Most property theft is a crime of opportunity when tempting objects are left out in plain view. Agents should advise their sellers to secure or remove all of these items. The listing agreement requires the signature of every property owner. If any signature is missing, the listing is not in effect. The agent signs the listing agreement on behalf of their sponsoring broker, exemplifying the general agency relationship in place between the broker and the sponsored agent. The sponsored agent has the authority to bind their broker in a general agency relationship. The agent should promptly provide the seller with a copy of the listing agreement to comply with the Texas Real Estate License Act. Texas Realtors Exclusive Agency Addendum to Listing. When used as an addendum to the Exclusive Right to Sell Listing Agreement, TXR-1101, this form turns the listing into an exclusive agency listing agreement. The property is listed with one broker only, and the seller reserves the right to sell the property without paying the broker a fee. Sellers must provide the broker with a list of prospects they wish to exclude from the listing agreement. Excluded prospects are those the seller procures or negotiates with without the broker's help. In many cases, the seller may want to have the broker handle the details of a transaction, even if the seller procured the buyer. The broker can do this for a fee negotiated between the broker and seller. The seller and the broker may agree to limit the way the seller can publicly market the property. Remember, if Box 6.A2 of the listing agreement is checked, the seller must inform the broker that they publicly marketed the property, and the broker must file the listing with the MLS within one business day. Texas Realtors Amendment to Listing. Under some circumstances, an amendment to the listing may be required. Any change agreed to by the parties during oral discussions must be committed to writing in order to be effective. Failure to commit agreements into writing is a common complaint against license holders and can result in a complaint being filed with TREC, the local association of REALTORS, or possible litigation. During the listing period, one of the broker's duties is to monitor the market and advise the seller if the market has fluctuated since the original listing. The agent should prepare a new CMA and advise the seller of changes in value. Use this form to increase or decrease the list price. The broker will use this form to make any changes to compensation negotiated and agreed to in paragraph 5 of the listing agreement. The seller may wish to extend the listing if it is about to expire. They are more likely to do this if the agent has diligently marketed the property and communicated with the seller. In some cases, it is necessary to cease marketing for a period. When this paragraph is used, the listing remains in effect. Compensation agreement between broker and owner. This form is generally used when a buyer's agent is showing a for sale by owner property to their client. The form can also be used when a seller is not offering to compensate the buyer's agent. Just because a seller is not offering compensation to the buyer's broker does not mean that the buyer cannot request it. By using the TXR-2401, the buyer's agent is asking the seller to compensate them for procuring a buyer. Remember, if the promise to compensate is not in writing, a court will consider an agent to have volunteered their time and effort for the seller, and the broker cannot enforce payment. This compensation agreement allows the buyer's broker to get a promise to compensate in writing from the seller. Generally speaking, the broker will represent the prospect, buyer, only as they are asking for the seller to compensate them. The seller will already have a listing broker or could be unrepresented as an AFISBO. Agents can use this three-page form for sales or leases.